Happy Easter. Next. Eat this in remembrance of me. Whoa! Jesus.
Hey, Drew. What's going on here?
Oh, nothing. Just celebrating Easter like we do every year. But this year, I added a stylish beard. Yeah. Where's yours?
Okay, I don't understand. Why are you handing out candy?
Well, how else are we supposed to get people excited about today?
What?
Oh, no offense, but it's just kind of the same as last year, you know? I mean, it's the same song, same sermon. It's all the same.
You do realize I rose from the dead, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
And you have that same power today. You have that same power every day. Why aren't you totally excited about this?
Listen, because Easter, it's just another time for us to hear about how you raised and conquered death.
Because I've conquered death, you've conquered death. Because I'm alive, you have life.
Listen, let me break it down for you. I'm happy this way. I get to dress up. I hand out candy. And that's good enough for me. I mean, I could get all excited about Easter, but honestly, tomorrow, I just go back to my normal life. Nothing's changed. You're kind of making a lot of hype out of nothing. But don't worry. We'll do it all again for you next year. Oh, you know what? I got a ham in the oven. Take over for me. Next.
Easter could have changed your life, but sadly, it only changed your day.
How about it? How much does Easter change who we are, how we live, how we act? Is it just about a day? Is it just about, again, the way we dress on this day, the candy that we get, the food that we eat, the family and friends we see? It's just a day. I mean, what are you looking for? What are we looking for? Just the Easter eggs? Just the breakfast in the morning? Again, all fun things, all exciting things, but like he said, it's kind of like last year. For some people, it's kind of like it's been for 40 years, 50 years. I mean, you know, Jesus, woo! What are we looking for? What are we hoping for? What are we living for in our lives? Read a story this week about a teacher who taught all year long. Was a kind of a tough year. Here comes the end of the year, and the last day of school, here come the presents. And so she thought, hey, this is kind of fun, and in walks the baker's daughter, and along with the baker's daughter comes some fresh bread and fresh rolls and fresh muffins, and hey, this is okay. And then in walks the candy store owner, and his son walks in, and guess what? Here's a big box of candy and chocolates and caramels and everything you can imagine, and life's pretty good. And then, of course, here comes the florist's daughter, and in with the florist's daughter comes some potted plants and comes some cut roses, and everything's looking really great. And then here comes the son of the liquor store owner. Got a big, heavy box. Walking in and kind of sets it down on the teacher's desk, and pretty soon there's kind of liquid running out of the box. And the teacher looks, and the teacher walks up and touches it. Whiskey? The little boy, no. That beer? No, uh-uh. One more time. That wine? He said, no, no, it's a puppy. It's a puppy. What are you expecting on Easter, all right? What is it that you're looking for? In the Gospel of John that we've been going through during Lent, it comes to chapter 20, and in chapter 20, we see the lives of various people changed. It begins in chapter 20 where Mary Magdalene runs to the tomb. And it's there that she runs to see again what's going on. She expects what? She expects the tomb to be there. She expects the tomb to be closed. She expects the mourning to continue. And yet, it's radically different than she could have ever expected. Then we move on and we see that the disciples are all closed up in a room and they're all together and they're wondering what's happening and they're afraid of life, and suddenly Jesus appears to them and things are radically different. And then there's good old poor Thomas. Thomas, who wasn't there for the first meeting. Thomas, who looks around and says, well, you know, unless I see the guy and unless I see his hands and his feet, I really am not sure about this whole resurrection thing. And suddenly, Jesus appears to Thomas. In each case, they all had expectations. In each case, they were expecting something else, and suddenly, it was completely different. What are you expecting today? Are you expecting the same old, same old? You're expecting the flowers from the florist. You're expecting the candy from the candy. You're expecting the baked goods from the baker. You're expecting the same old, same old, because Easter is about, guess what? It isn't what you expected, folks. And how is that going to impact our lives? You look at Mary Magdalene. You look at Mary, who, again, kind of gets a bad rap throughout Scripture. She gets a bad rap because she's the one who always seems to just let it out. Whether it be, again, dumping perfume out or, again, just being radical with her love for Jesus. Hollywood loves to play her up as Jesus' love interest. And yet, really what it comes down to is a woman who was willing to run to the tomb. While it was still dark, devoted to Jesus, saying, I don't know what's going on, but I know he changed my life. I'm going there to support him. And in that, there was a huge change. Her expectations were blown out of the water. She was looking, she said several times to the people around her, where did they put him? Where did they take him? She was looking for Jesus who had changed her life. And suddenly, when he looks at her and says, Mary, and she turns and she says, Rabbi, it all comes together. And suddenly, she meets Jesus in a way that will be eternally significant. How about it this morning? Are your expectations like Mary's? That again, you're willing to give it all up, you're willing to run to him, and you're willing to turn, and you're willing to say, hey, Lord, hey, friend, hey, Savior, and let your life be changed? Are those your expectations? Or maybe we're more like the disciples. The disciples who, they were scared to death. I mean, remember, this is Mary who runs to the tomb, a woman in the dark. And where are the disciples? Where are the bigwigs? Where are the church leaders, right? They're all hunkered down and they're hidden away because they're scared to death. They're scared to death of what the world is going to do to them. They're scared to death of what the Jews are going to do. They're scared to death because they said, what's the big deal? What's the deal? Jesus is supposed to be here and now he's gone. We're in big trouble. Maybe you're there. Maybe we're there that the world says, guess what? Hey, you know, this is a big joke. All you Christians getting together on Easter, all you guys talking about this eternal life, what a joke. And if we talk about it, we usually kind of get in trouble because it's not politically correct. But then Jesus looks at them and says, peace be with you. And in an instant, their expectations are changed. Go from being afraid of being in the world, being afraid of standing up, to knowing that there is peace to be had in Jesus Christ, that the world cannot offer us. And so the disciples grow from people of fear into people who understand that peace. And Jesus says, by the way, get out of this room and go tell people about what a great Savior, a great Lord, a great friend there is to be had. Are those your expectations this morning? A Savior who brings peace? A Savior who sends you out to share the good news of Christ every day? You see, Mary had expectations and they were blown out of the water. The disciples, they had expectations and they were blown out of the water. And then, of course, there's Thomas. Poor Thomas. He wasn't there for the meeting. He didn't see Jesus just appear. He didn't hear Jesus say, hey, peace be with you. No, good old Thomas did what we would have done. Let's be honest. Even some of us today standing, sitting here are saying, hey, unless you show me the hands and the feet and let me touch your side, I'm really not down with this right now. Let's be honest. Thomas said what many of us have wanted to say throughout our lives. He named it. Those were his expectations. And yet, in an instant, his life is changed. And when it is changed, he looks at Jesus and he says, Lord, God. He looks at Jesus and he sees a Savior. And he sees a friend. When he looks at Jesus, he knows he is not alone, but he is forever connected to a loving God who sent his Son to save the world and not condemn the world. I mean, we all struggle, but Thomas actually said it. Kind of like kids. Again, when you think about being honest, you got to look at children. Like the little girl who looked at her grandmother and said, Grandma, how old are you? And Grandma says, well, she says, you know, I really don't know. And so the little girl looked at her and said, well, Grandma, just look in your underwear. Mine says 4 and 5 on it. Or the little boy who had a headache, and she said to Mom, I need something for my head, and I can't get this bottle open to take aspirins. And Mom looks and says, well, it's childproof, honey. And the little boy looks at her and says, but Mom, how does it know that I'm a child? Okay? Or my favorite, the kid sitting in church, and the pastor gets up to pray one of those beautiful prayers and discusses the fact that, oh, Lord God, we are but dust in this world. And the little kid leans over to Mom and says, Mom, what's but dust? Think about that, all right? Kids will say it. Thomas said it. He didn't understand the whole risen thing until Jesus looked at him. But once he saw him, my Lord, my God. You see, Mary had expectations and they were blown out of the water. The disciples had expectations and they were blown out of the water. Thomas had expectations and he got blown out of the water. What are your expectations for today? Just an Easter egg? Just a ham? Just some great desserts? Little fellowship, out and about on a beautiful day. Wow, what a great day. Or are you ready for a Savior who can change our lives? Are you ready to be blown out of the water if you open your heart? Are you ready for a God who says, I'm not just going to stay up here, but I'm going to come show you the way. through my Son and through the love that I have for you. What are your expectations for this risen Lord today? I hope, I pray that each of us are blown out of the water.